Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Kathy's with us. Kathy is in Ohio. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, good morning. So, we're going to talk about what? Saving money? Canning?
Yeah.
Okay. Where would you like to start?
I would like to start... And if I may just say something initially, I did a little bit of research as far as the supply availability before I came on. And I kind of wanted to let you know where I found things and the price, like maybe where's the best place to get them. And also my observation on the quantities of things. I did notice that the canning pots were not that plentiful. I didn't see, I saw one when I was out looking. Those normally run about $35 if it's got the canning rack in it. Sometimes you can find them a little cheaper. The rings and the lids were, in some places they were completely sold out. In other places they had a moderate amount of supply. The prices have gone up, too. I've noticed that quite a bit. You used to be able to get them a couple years ago. You could get lids for a standard jar for under $2. Now some of the cheapest I found was about $2.99, unless somebody was running them on sale. So I guess what I'm saying is I know this is not quite into canning season yet, so they may get some, but I... kind of finding that the supply chain is breaking down all over with a lot of different things. And now I've noticed in the kitchen area, small appliances aren't there. A lot of the canning supplies aren't there. Those types of pots and pans were low because that was all in the canning section. The stock pots were low. They were out on most of that. So if you can find them, I would say to pick them up if you can find them if you're going to do this. And I guess when I'm one of the things that went through my mind when I was looking at all this was I kind of feel like this is an investment in your future. If you can and you can learn to can, there's a upfront cost. You have to buy the jars and the lids and the bands. If you buy new jars, you get a set of lids and bands with those. But then you have to buy the lids after that to replace those. But if you have access to plentiful produce, it's a very good way to stock up. If you don't, sometimes it's almost more expensive to can. If you have to go out and buy the produce, I found that sometimes it's the same cost or even more, depending on the cost of what and what you choose. So one of the things I did want to mention, is I'm kind of digressing off a little bit, but I did go to the fabric store. I wanted to see what the supply chain looked like there. And that was very almost surreal. There were no sewing machines. The notions were stripped, very little bit of thread. There was some fabric, but not your common. It was like they had a lot of fleece, but they didn't have quilting. They didn't have solids. Their upholstery fabric was almost gone. So what I feel like we've been noticing with the meat and all the paper products, now it's filtering into a lot of other products. that's kind of what I wanted to say was, if you can get the supplies, if you can find them on Craigslist or garage sales or rummage sales, it would be a good investment to get a few dozen of these jars and a canning and all the canning tools that go with it. There's a jar lifter, and there's funnels, and there's a food mill and that type of thing. And all that would, once you make your initial investment, it's not that expensive after that.
Okay, Kathy, I followed your advice and counsel, and you had mentioned the canning jars, the lids, and the rings. And they are in very short supply in our area in Missouri. And you're right, the lids, I remember those lids might have been $1.49 for a small box of 12. Maybe $1.79. Not anymore. They're $2.99 minimum right here in our neck of the woods in Missouri. So they are at the upper level of what you mentioned, between $2 and $2.99 for a little box of 12 lids, for canning jar lids, standard size, $2.99. That's what we had to pay. So, or not get them. It was simple as that. So we got some enough to do canning for, you know, this year, maybe next year. Now, can you reuse them, the canning
no.
lids?
Okay. No, not the lids.
Okay. What
you
about
can reuse the bands, but not mm-hmm. the lid.
Right. Okay. And do you have any recommendations for the jars? Anything special, care of the jars, shocking them, you know, avoid shocking them, that kind of thing with heat?
Oh yeah. What I do is I have a storage cabinet that I put them in, and you can store them. They used to come in a box, which was really nice, and you could stack them. Now they're in like an open box, which is not as handy, but you can stack them that way. But when I get my jars and I'm ready to use them, I run them through the dishwasher normally on the sterilized cycle, and I typically leave them in there. I normally run them like the night before or first thing in the morning, and I make sure they're very clean. You also want to check, run your finger gently over the rim of it, and if there's any cracks, any chips, any depression, just don't even use it. Use it for if you want to store like beans or some dry beans or something like that, or just throw them away to recycle them, because those you won't get a good seal. And when I get done, I have all my counters filled. So if you're going to can, plan on having big pots, big Tupperware bowls. You could even buy, or even go to like the frosting and bakery section of your department store, like a Walmart, a Meijer, a Kroger. Ask them to save them. Sometimes they have empty ones, and they have lids. As long as it's a food grade, you could use those for, like if you're canning tomatoes or you're doing apples or something, you know, wash them out, sterilize them real good if you don't have big bowls and big pots. But your jars, you want to keep them really clean. And I typically, when I store them, I will save the used lids, and I'll put an X on them, meaning they're used, or I write used on them. And I put the lid on, and I put the ring back on them, as long as everything is real dry inside. That way they stay real clean. I don't get dust in there or debris of any type then. And that's how I do them when I'm not using them. And I normally store them in a cabinet, or I store them in a box that they come in.
Very, very good
but
point.
But what I would say is I can run through your supplies real quick.
Okay.
And if somebody wants to make notes, this is what I use. I have a canning pot. It has an insert in it that holds 7 jars. That you can use it for the quart. I also bought one for pints, so I can really do 2 at one time. I can process 2 batches at one time. I found a smaller one. So I have pints going in one and quarts going in the other. You can buy standard jars, and you can buy the wide mouth jars. Either one will work. Sometimes if you get wide mouth jars and you're using your standard canner, you can't always fit them all in because the wide mouth take up more room. So you have to sort of play with it. You might be able to get 4 wide mouth in and maybe 3 standard, or maybe 4 standard and 3 wide mouth. So you kind of want to check that. You have to buy the jars. The lid you can reuse. Now, the tip that I use is once I'm done with the lid, I wash them in soapy water, and I let them completely air dry. I'll leave them out on the counter. If you put them on when they're wet, they tend to rust. And you can buy aluminum ones that don't rust, but the standard gold-looking color, those will rust if they have any moisture on them at all. And then after a while, you just have to throw them away. You can buy a jar lifter. That's in with the canning supplies. It actually grabs the top of the jar to get it out of the hot water, and then you put it on your counter. What I use is I use a couple big pieces of wood or I have some long cutting boards that are wood. I would not put it right on your counter because these jars are very, very, very hot. So use something to protect your counter when you take them out. And then you need a jar funnel. And they make a thing called a lid wand. It has a little magnet on the end, and you can put it on your lid when it's in the warm water, and it'll grab your lid out of there so you don't burn your fingers. It's really hard to get them out with tongs or whatever because they tend to stick together. Then you can buy a food scale if you want. Sometimes it's easy if you've got like a baby scale or a different food scale. If you're trying to weigh the amount so you know how much of a sugar solution to put in something or what seasonings you have. And like I said, you maybe have some large bowls or your stock pots and those types of things, because if you're going to be peeling apples or skinning tomatoes, you're going to need probably 3 or 4 bowls to get everything done and get everything ready to go into your canning jars. So those are some of the things. And they do make 2 really good books. I have both of them. One is a Ball Blue Book. It's a guide to preserving. The price has really gone up on Amazon. I think they're up to like $20 or $25 now. So maybe look on eBay if you can find it. The other one is called Stocking Up. That is on Amazon. I did see that. It's the lady's name is Carol Hupping, H-U-P-P-I-N-G. And it's made by Rodale, which they make a lot of good books for homesteading and those types of things. And she talks about canning, dehydrating, freezing. It's really, really a well-written, well-made book. And it's worth the money. And it has recipes in there. It has the do's and don'ts. One of the tips I would say is if you know someone that can, ask if you can learn from them. It's much easier to learn. I learned a lot on my own, but I did watch a few people and do a little basic canning before I did it on my own. So if you can learn from a neighbor, a grandmother, someone, that would really be helpful, because it's just watching the techniques is much easier than trying to read. And you might be able to find some good YouTube. I haven't checked that out, but there probably are many good YouTube videos on that. So that's all I can come up with right now for the basic cost of the jars. I would say you probably have $100 to $125 in your initial supply, but then all you have to buy after that is your lid.
Yeah, and let's not confuse the rings with the lids, class. The lids are flat. The rings hold down the lids. You can reuse the rings, but not the lids.
The Evil Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Evil Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen.
The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us. Kathy's in Ohio. We're talking about canning. And, Kathy, I don't throw anything away, as you know. And I save all those spaghetti sauce jars that we've accumulated over the years. And, of course, we wash them out, remove the labels. We take a kitchen washcloth, put them over the label, wet them, and let it set for, you know, a couple hours until the label soaks off. And we wash them out, wash out the lids. And I use those jars for lentils and split peas. And I put a label on the lid, and that keeps them longer rather than leave them in a plastic bag. Can I use those jars, those spaghetti sauce jars that are glass, for canning?
Well, there's some controversy about that. Some people say you can. What I have found is a lot of the openings on those are a little bit smaller than your standard lid. I think Classical might have one that fits the same.
Right.
I did a little research about that. Most books say not to. They say they're considered single use. I would say if you have one that's thick enough, I think when you look at especially the older jars, if you have older jars, hang on to them. If you look at the thickness of them, it's twice as thick. And I think some of the ones that they use for spaghetti sauce, they're thinner, and they're a little smaller than a quart. When you look at them next to like a standard quart jar, they're a little smaller. I would say you could do an experiment. You could try one when you're canning, and when you're all done and you've let them set for 24 hours and you let them completely cool, I take the bands off, and I typically wipe down the outside of the jar with a warm soapy washcloth. If you can't pry it up, then it's sealed. But the controversy is they say to use standard mason or Kerr jars, things like that. But that's what I've heard. I don't know that I've ever done it. I almost always just use canning jars.
Okay. I looked up that ball book on eBay, and I was stunned. Now, this is a soft cover book. This is not a hard cover book you're talking about, right?
Right.
Okay. Those things are $25, maybe $8 shipping. And I found some for like $3 and $4 and $5. But they're PDFs or electronic editions. Now, five, six, seven times the price for the hard for the paper version versus the electronic version. I think I'd rather have the paper version. I'd rather wait and find it at a lower price and rather than have the electronic edition, because you can turn the pages with the paper version. Your thoughts on that?
Oh, I agree. I like it. It's very explicit. It gives you pictures. It gives you diagrams. And I'm old-fashioned, I guess. I like the paper. I like to be able to look at something and refer back to it and make notes in my book if I need to.
Making notes in the book, that's very important. And giving yourself, reminding yourselves of things that worked and, you know, maybe things that didn't work. And that's what we do. I didn't used to write in my paper books. Now they're my books. I'm going to write in them. Because if I'm going to use them again, I make my notes and I write in them. And I do the same thing when I prepare my taxes. I write notes as to why I did whatever I did so that if we ever get audited again, I'm ready. So, you know, just a thought. So that was the all-new ball book of canning and preserving. There are older versions. And, Kathy, I've seen them over $100 for, you know, shipping included, like $130 for the same book. So it must be quite the book on canning. I think we paid maybe $7 for ours when we got it years ago. It used to be cheap, right?
Yeah, I don't think I paid. I think I paid 10 or 11, but they've really skyrocketed in price. And I think the stocking up book has gone up, too. That is really worth the, if you can find, I mean, if you can wait and find it, it's worth the money if you can get it. She has a lot about freezing and dehydrating and canning and a lot of do's and don'ts, which are helpful. One of the things I wanted to mention was when I make
going into a break, when we come back, can we talk about tomato sauce? How do you process tomato sauce? How do you process tomatoes and make sauce out of it? We'll be right back after the bottom of the hour announcements. Kathy's with us in Ohio.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The FBI continues to look into what they say was a case of terrorism, a shooting at the gate to the Naval Air Station Corpus Christi yesterday morning. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper saying this morning,
"We do know the basics of what happened with this person trying to enter the gate. It was stopped by a young sailor. She's doing well, but the FBI is working through the details at present, and we hope to know more in the coming days as to what this person was motivated by."
The gunman was shot and killed at the gate, but a second suspect is now being sought. American flags are being lowered to honor coronavirus victims, the president saying he's ordered them to be flown at half staff on federal buildings and at national monuments for the next 3 days. He also plans to keep the nation open, he says, if a second wave of coronavirus hits. He says they would put out the fires but wouldn't close the country. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Trump administration, before the day is over, to announce some new guidelines concerning religious observances as the pandemic is still going on. Here's more from USA Radio's John Hunt.
President Donald Trump said that his administration will release guidelines for reopening places of worship this weekend after they were delayed by a disagreement with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention over what the recommendation should entail. Trump said he told the CDC to put out the guidelines, which have been revised by the White House officials in recent days to make them less stringent than the ones the agency initially recommended. According to senior administration officials, the guidelines for places of worship that have been cleared by the White House Counsel's office include recommendations such as wearing gloves while distributing Holy Communion, social distancing, and holding virtual service as a last resort. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Gas prices this Memorial Day weekend, the lowest since 2003. Of course, it's because of the pandemic, or at least partly so. AAA reporting the average gallon of unleaded regular nationally is $1.87, the first time it's been below $2 during the Memorial holiday in 17 years. And Amazon is pushing Prime Day back to September this year, the company deciding to move the two-day annual big sales event because of the coronavirus pandemic. It's put financial strain on a lot of Americans and also on the company. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kathy's with us in Ohio. We're talking about canning. Kathy, did you say stocking up by Carol H. Stoner?
No. Her last name is Hupping, H-U-P-P-I-N-G.
H-U-P-P-I-N-G?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Okay, tomato sauce. How do you make it?
Well, tomatoes are a high-acid food. So there's low acid and high acid. So if you have a high-acid food, which tomatoes are, then you do the water bath canning, like I explained. If you're going to do a low-acid food, then you need to use a pressure canner. And I don't have a pressure canner, and I have never used one because I don't really feel the need. I don't use those foods as much as I use the high-acid foods. If you're going to do tomatoes, and when you're canning, you need to use a citric or a lemon juice with those to prevent them from spoiling. And in a quart, you're going to need a little over a tablespoon of lemon juice, and in a pint, you want 2 teaspoons. And you're going to add that in each jar, like when you go to fill your jar. I just want to say that before I forget. Otherwise, you could have spoilage. It prevents any molds or bacteria to get in there. But you can look up a chart. It will show you what are low acid and what are high acid. So it's just a reminder. On your tomatoes, if you're going to make tomato sauce or you're going to can tomatoes, like you would like to use that for like pieces of it, and you want to use it for like spaghetti sauce or chili, you want to choose good produce. You don't want anything overripe, anything that is like maybe there's, you want to core it, take any pieces off that maybe like sometimes at the very top it might not be totally, might have like a blemish on it or something. So you want to cut that off. What I do is I will heat up the water. Now, if you're going to make sauce, you can just scald them and you can wash them and, you know, remove the core. And you can cut them into quarters, and then you can just simmer them for like 20 minutes if you're going to make the sauce. Then you can puree them in a food mill, and then all the skins and the seeds will come off if you just want the sauce. Then what I typically do is just cook all that pulp till I reduce it till it's thick the way you want it. You might have to cook it for like an hour or so. You'll tell. It'll just start to thicken up. It'll look like tomato sauce like you get out of a can. And then you can ladle those into your hot jars with your lemon juice. Now, what I do for my sauce is I season it a little bit. I have my little sticky note where I will put in a little bit of minced garlic or garlic powder, maybe a quarter teaspoon of onion salt, a half a teaspoon of salt, and maybe an eighth of a teaspoon of black pepper per pint. And it kind of has a chance then. I have the seasoning in there, and I found that people notice when I use my own canning tomatoes, they'll say, oh, why does your sauce taste so much better? I think it's because it's seasoned and it's fresh tomatoes that I've canned. That's what you can do. Now, when you ladle them into jars, and I haven't really gone through the process, and I can do that later if you want, but you want to leave a headspace of at least a half an inch, and you want to wipe the jar off with I use like a clean washcloth, just a warm, wet washcloth. I wipe it off so you don't have any food on there. And then you can put the lid on it, put the band on it, and then you put it in your hot water bath. I haven't gone into that much detail on all that, but that's how you're going to want to do it. Then you're going to want to process that for about 35 minutes per pint and about 40 minutes for your quart. And once you're done, then you can take it out, lift it out with your rack, and then put those hot jars on like a countertop that's protected by like a wood cutting board or something, like hot pads or something, whatever you have. That's really, tomato sauce isn't that hard. They make 2 different kind of food mills. They make one that you crank, and then they make one that kind of looks like a ice cream cone that's got like a, looks like a wooden dowel in the middle. And you can use that to remove the seeds and the skins. You can also use that for applesauce if you want to take the skins off that way. Both food mills, I have one of each. and you can use either one. Now, if you want to do tomatoes, like say you want the pieces in there, which is what I make the most of because it seems like I use it for vegetable soup and chili and spaghetti and goulash and all those types of things, minestrone soup. It's kind of the same theory where you choose good produce, but I skin them. I get a hot, big pot of hot water and I scald them. Then I put them in a bowl or the sink with ice and then I skin the tomatoes. I take the skins off and the core. I take the like a little X I put on the bottom of the tomato and it helps the water to get into the tomato to help the skin come off. And I do the same thing that I chop them up myself. I like to cook them down a little bit first. Some people just put the whole tomato in, but I like the pieces because I don't want big chunks in my the way we eat it in my spaghetti sauce. I like it smaller. So I'll cook it in a big pot till I get it nice and simmering, probably like 20 minutes or something. Then I do the same thing with my jars with my, I add my seasonings. It's typically oregano, garlic, salt, that black pepper, and the lemon. And I also use the funnel and, you know, wipe everything down. But that goes in the jar as you're putting the tomatoes in, and not in the big pot. It's too hard to figure it out because it varies from pot to pot. So that's how I do it. That's how my parents did it. So I guess I'm a creature of habit. That's how I did it. But when you go to process those into the big pot, you want to make sure you've got about 1.5 inches or 2 inches of water to cover in your big canning pot. And once it comes up to a boil, then you set your timer. If it's pints, it's 30 minutes. If it's quarts, it's 45. And then you kind of have your whole, I make like an assembly line of all, I keep my jars warm. I keep my lids warm. The other thing with your lids, when you're processing them, you put them in warm, hot water, but don't boil them. Just leave them in there so the rubber part stays warm and soft. And then as soon as you take your jars out and you fill them, you take one lid, you wipe it off, your top of your jar, you wipe it off, put the lid on, and you put the band on. You don't want to crimp it real, real tight, just snug. And then each one of those goes in your canner till you get your 7 jars. Then you lower it into the hot water, bring it up to a boil, and then you set your timer. So it's an all-day affair. Like, I have a note. If I was going to do 1 bushel of tomatoes, or what I've got a note here, I've got 1 bushel in 1 pack. I got 19 quarts and 15 pints out of that. So that gives me a guideline of how much I need for the next year. I'll probably make more this year just because I think prices are going to go up. And you can store your tomatoes. I've had tomatoes 2-3 years, and I haven't had any problem. Do you have any questions? Did I miss something?
Well, I do have a couple questions. My grandmother had a hand crank meat grinder, and she also had and this was cast iron, and she also had a cone-shaped funnel with a screen, if you will, with that mortar that you're talking about, the wood one. And mm-hmm. Have you seen a hand crank cast iron type mill that has a screen that is a viable tool? You know, not one of these cheap plastic ones that, you know, will last once, but one that will last generations. Is there such a thing? Because the screen, the cone screen that you're talking about, like the ice cream cone, we still have that.
Yeah.
And we have the stand for it. And it's got to be 50, 60 years old. It has to be. There's no question about it. Do you know of, or which one do you like the best?
I like the cone-shaped one. I think it's easier to clean it out. You can just use a rubber spatula. And I just have a big bucket for my compost, and I can get all the skins out that way. I use it especially for tomato sauce and for applesauce. It really works well. I mean, you fill it up to maybe 3/4 full. You just roll that mortar around in there, and as soon as you get most of it off, you know, you scrape off the pulp into the to a pot, and then you put the rest in the compost. I like that. Now, my dad had this metal one. I don't know if it's the same kind you are, but it fits over the pot, and the crank is on the top, and it's got like a metal screen on the bottom. He had that. I don't believe it was a meat grinder, but that was harder to clean. But I'm the same way. I found my other mill that looks like the ice cream cone shape, that mine's got to be 30 years old, too. And it works really well, so that's what I use.
Okay. Now, one of the questions I had was there are electronic mills, and they're pretty darn expensive. They come from Italy. They've got a motor on them, and they're different sizes. They're impossible to get them. Extremely expensive. But what happens with what I've seen with those is the pulp that comes out, the skins, if you will, get put back in for a little extra squeezing. Can you do that with the cone-shaped screen that you have? You know, reprocess the pulp, if you will, or maybe add a little bit of water, or is that not recommended?
You know, you could. What you get off, especially for tomatoes, you're not going to have much pulp left. If you cook your, you know, if you've cooked them and scalded them and cooked them down to where they're real soft and mushy, it's going to be almost papery thin. The same thing with apples. All I get with the apples is just it's real. You don't have a lot of weight. You just have the core and you just have the skin. But same thing with tomatoes. You'll have the seeds and you'll have the skin. Now, if you don't want to use the mill, you can skin them, like I said, you can just put them in cold water and then drain them, and the skins literally almost slide right off. And those you very seldom, unless your tomatoes are underripe, you won't have much left on those either. I guess you could use the skins for, like, feeding your animals and things like that, but when I've done them through the mill, I don't have a lot of pulp left on them.
Okay. So, Kathy, what we're talking about, this is really a labor of love. You're gonna be spending the whole day, and you're gonna have maybe 30 jars, maybe, you know, plus or minus a little bit, and that's a whole day's worth of effort. Now, if you could find them, you could get that spaghetti sauce for 99 cents a jar, and no work at all, no inputs, no equipment, but. You actually control your own food, and you have an investment in your future, so you can do it again and again and again, year after year after year. We'll talk some more about this. By the way, I bought the book you recommend, Carol Hupping's book. I just bought it.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I just love broadcasting with Kathy in Ohio. She's a wealth of information. She has so much practical advice, and she's willing to share it. I really appreciate that. Kathy, the book that I bought, Stocking Up, by Carol Hupping, H-U-P-P-I-N-G, at your recommendation. I bought it during the broadcast. It's 350-something pages. The one I bought was 47 years old. I paid $5 plus $4 shipping. I'm delighted to have found it. And, class, you can get it on eBay, too, if you want. Just look around. And, you know, I absolutely listen to Kathy's advice, and I act on it. I really do. I'm looking for good values. I'm looking for best buys. And that's what she offers as recommendations. So she has absolutely been right on the money with everything that she said. And so you may want to consider, you know, following her advice and counsel, as I have. Kathy, I saw some YouTube videos on canning, and these are Italians, and what they were doing was the whole family would get together, and they would cut and peel and, you know, wash the tomatoes and cut off the bad spots and cut off the stems and that kind of thing, and they would cook them, and then they would, they would cut them up, run them through the press or the mill, and then they would just put in a pot the juice, if you will, and they would stir it and stir it and stir it, bring it to a boil, and then right out of that big pot, they would take another clean pot that was warm, and they would pour the spaghetti juice / sauce into a clean jar, put the lid on it, and put the ring, the band or the ring on it, turn it upside down, and that was it, period. They did not use a water bath at all. Have you done that?
No. Actually, I looked in the Blue Ball canning book, and they recommended don't do the old-fashioned way. I've never done it. It probably works if they've been doing it for many, many years. I've never done it. I'd be a little leery to not give that time. I think you need to boil it in the jar to make sure there's no bacteria. That's my theory. I wouldn't want to put all that work into it and have it not seal. So, no, I haven't done that. I probably wouldn't.
Yeah, and I understand what you're saying because the steam that is in the canning pot gets all around the jar, inside, outside, all the way up to and including the surface of the sauce. And I guess that's your point, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Before I run out of time, can I say a couple quick things?
Yes. Yeah, I've got Karen, Sharon in Montana on hold, but let's see if we can get some time in for her, too. Go ahead.
Okay. One thing is to get produce, probably the cheapest way is to grow your own or to go to UPIC. A lot of places have UPIC, and you can go to, you just have to call and find out when it's ripe. If you have farms around you or orchards or whatever, UPIC is another way, or sometimes farmers markets. If you get to know them and you tell them you're going to do something, sometimes you can make an agreement with them. The other thing I want to say is when you take your jars out of the canning pot when they're hot and you set them on your counter to cool, you wait 24 hours. Don't touch them. Don't move them. Nothing. And they are fragile then. So if you bang them on something hard, they could crack. So set them and let them cool 24 hours. Take the ring off and make sure that your lid is down. If you take your finger and try to pry it up. If you can pry it up with your finger or there's not an indentation, it's not concave, then your jar is not sealed. You don't have to throw that away. You can use it for dinner. You can recan it if you're going to do more canning the next day, or you can just freeze it. You could take that, put them in a couple little containers and freeze it. You don't have to throw it away, but don't neglect that part. And then I take the bands off and I wash them, otherwise they'll rust. And the other thing is don't stack them when you go to put them away. You know, be real careful when you take them and stack wherever you're going to be. Don't stack another jar on top to save space because you could loosen that lid just having that weight on there. So I just wanted to get those couple things in so that somebody wouldn't have a failure.
Well said. Sharon in Montana, welcome.
Hey, good morning. I'm sorry to interrupt. I was going to say, if you go online, you can find a back-to-basic food meal for basically $40, and they make life a lot easier. It's a hand crank on the side, and then you can actually take the handle off and put a drill motor on, which my husband did last year, which is hilarious, and it goes really fast. And it will save you a lot of time if you're going to do very much. And then if you want to cook down your sauce, you can do it in the oven in a roaster pan, and you don't have to watch it so close. And I ran out of time. Sorry.
You guys are great. And Kyle, I'm grinning from ear to ear. I can just see him with that, hooking that drill up to save you some time and effort.
That was too funny. Yeah.
Yeah. Give my best to Kyle. Sharon, thank you so much for being with us. And Kathy, thank you so much for being with us. Do you think you can come back again and again? Kathy, you're just a wealth of information.
Sure, I would love to. Thank you.
Okay, so just plan on next topics, and we'll do it in a couple weeks. Thanks so much for spending your time with us.
Thank you.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.